What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we even dive into today's episode, and it's a big episode today, I want to give you a little inside tip that will come in handy, especially after you listen to today's show. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. This is my mantra. The path to inner peace is through meditation, period. Period. End of story. I literally do not go a day without meditating. I've been on this journey for 17 and a half years. Frankly, I've been meditating pretty much most of my life as a child and have had a daily devotional practice for 17 and a half years. And when it comes to manifesting, well, there's simply no greater tool to support you on that journey. That's why I'm going to give you my most powerful guided manifesting meditation for free, totally for free. You can use this alongside all the other tools and techniques that I talk about on this show, and particularly in this episode. So all you have to do is go to deargabby.com/manifest and download this truly transformational meditation to help yourself begin to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. This meditation will greatly complement today's episode. So I highly recommend that after listening to this episode, you go to deargabby.com/manifest and download that meditation, practice it, maybe even practice it for the next 30 days. See what transpires. Leave me a review and tell me about the miracles. You will thank me later.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back to the show. Today, we are responding to Google Analytics. We really are. Our VP of marketing came to us and said, you guys, so many people are searching the term, is manifesting real? And she just brought that to our attention just to give us some ideas of what's happening in the world of spirituality and personal development. And I said, oh my God, what a great title and topic for our episode on Dear Gabby. So thank you, Google Keywords, for the search and the information, because there's so many people right now interested in having a spiritual practice, interested in manifesting, interested in the law of attraction. But there's not a lot of people that really understand why. In my opinion, the question, is manifesting real? The only answer is, it's the only real thing. Because we forget that we have an energetic state that is constantly attracting its likeness. And that truth that this is a world made up of energy, we are beings made up of energy, and everything is a frequency that's consistently bouncing off of one another. People, things, even walking into a room. I'm back in the studio today. This studio versus the studio next door, this studio has some f***ed up energy, right, Wolf? I don't know. There's some f***ed up funky shit happening in this studio. And next door, it's like high vibes. So energy is everything. And we have to recognize that we can be the conductor of the world we see when we start to fine tune our energy. And that's how manifesting is in full form. That is the answer. Is manifesting real? Hell yes, manifesting is real, because what it is, simply put, is our ability to attract our energetic likeness. And so when we enter into spaces that don't feel in alignment, we have to do whatever it takes to get back into that alignment. Right before my first interview in this room, my friend Amanda DeCadene, who came on for the interview, she grabbed me by the hand. She said, let's just tune in because the energy in this room is funky. We have Lovely Wolf here today. We've got a lot of faith in him, so we're leaning into that. And everything technically seems to be working right now, so we're going to lean into that. And I can shift my energy around what I walked in with right here, right now. And in shifting my energy, I can actually manifest a really good episode. I can manifest a really great show. I can manifest a lot of healing and support. Whereas if I hadn't been in tune with that energy, if I hadn't had the awareness of what my energy is doing in this moment and how I can adjust it, then I'm going to manifest more of what I don't want. I'll probably manifest more tech issues today. I would manifest just a low vibe energy. I would show up for this feeling a little bit funky and everything would feel really off. So recognizing and accepting that manifesting is merely the energetic reaction and response to what our energy is putting out. Is manifesting real? Hell yes. And it's a lot more simple than we make it. But it's the folks out there that are constantly saying things to themselves like, hey, you know, I'm going to think it and then it's going to happen. Or the more I talk about something, the more it's going to happen. Or if I make a vision board, something's going to happen. That is when manifesting becomes a game, and that's not how it works. Manifesting is really accepting the power of your energy and learning the tools and the methods to realign with the energy of joy, the energy of love, the energy of grace, the energy of inner peace, the energy of simplicity and relaxation. And in that place of genuine grace, we have the power to start to be the conductor of the world that we see and co-create our reality rather than be the victim of the world we see because we're not caring for our energetic state. So today's episode may be disappointing to all of you out there who are like, I just want some tricks for manifesting. Well, my loves, I'm going to give you some of the most powerful tools for manifesting, which is how to change your energy, your thoughts, and your belief system so that you become a point of attraction for more of what you want rather than what you don't want. This is our topic today. I'm excited to see who comes on in and what kind of energetic adjustments they may need in order to get back into alignment with what it is that they want to create in their life rather than what they are misaligned with. Take that in. Manifesting is real, and it's actually the most real conversation we could be having here. Let's get started. Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. I love Vega More. A few weeks ago, I received an email from our podcast partners asking me if I thought Vega More would be a good partner to fit the show. My email response was this, in all caps, OMG, yes, exclamation point. I just used it last night and I love it. It goes without saying that I'm always trying to do right by my body. And when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works is so important to me, but it also has to have super clean ingredients. And I have had a lot of hair woes after having my son, lots of hair loss, lots of stress-related hair loss after having my child. And that sucks. It's scary. It's really, really uncomfortable. And I am pumped that I have found a product that delivers. So here we are. Vegamore is a fully vegan plant-based hair wellness brand that is on a mission to give everyone a healthier scalp and stronger, fuller looking, more beautiful hair. Vegamore's products are 100% cruelty-free and they never use toxic chemicals that would hurt our bodies or the environment. They use only the world's finest hand-curated natural ingredients to ensure the highest quality and efficacy. One of the products that I love using is called Grow Hair Serum. I use it literally every single day. And if you're looking for a simpler way to support your hair health, try one of Vegamore's monthly subscription value kits like the Grow Essential Kit, where you can get to try several amazing products and you'll never run out of the ones that you love. Give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, Dear Gabby listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/Gabby and use code Gabby at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/GABBY, code GABBY to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/GABBY, code GABBY. When I buy something, I like to know exactly what I'm getting. Actually, I need to know what I'm getting. I'm that person. And this is especially true when I'm looking for a product to help me reduce stress or get better sleep, like CBD. And that's why I'm obsessed with Next Evo Naturals. As the most clinically studied CBD brand on the market, they literally take research to the next level. And that is how I know I can trust that I'm getting the best. I recently got back from Australia and had the most intense jet lag. My kid was waking up in the middle of the night. I wasn't sleeping properly. I was feeling super stressed out about that. And so I used the stress CBD complex and I just started to feel more relaxed. It also helped me sleep at night. And I really could see the difference right away. And it really helped me get back on track after that long journey back from Australia. And the stress CBD complex has both the fast-acting smart sorb CBD as well as a patented whole plant ashwagandha, clinically proven to reduce stress by 70% and increase concentration by 50%. So why wouldn't you want that? Next Evo is just the best. It delivers 4 times better overall CBD absorption. So why not make CBD a part of reaching your full potential with Next Evo Naturals? Upgrade your CBD. Go to nextevo.com/Gabby to get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. That's 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/Gabby. Let's bring in our first guest.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you.
I felt this, honestly.
So you felt that you were going to come on, you felt that yes. You were going to make it on, and yep. You did. I think that's actually very reflective of what I just taught, that you were feeling it and you were the first person that we were able to bring in. Let's mm-hmm. talk about that. Yes. You're feeling it. There you go. You manifested it, baby.
So I think I manifested a few things in my life so far, and I couldn't be more grateful for how my life turned out right now. But at the moment, there are a few things that are full of uncertainty, I would say. And last year, I had everything sorted out for the next 3 years. Everything would have been planned. And then the universe was like, no, definitely not. But at the moment, there are days where I'm super, like, I know this is just unfolding the way it should. And then there are moments I'm full of anxiety, I would say. And I don't really have the faith in some moments that everything's going to work out just as it's supposed to be.
So my love, I've heard you say now a few times that when you first started, you said, I had the next 3 years totally planned out. Mm-hmm. That is the problem.
Yeah.
Because the key to getting back into alignment with your attracting power is all about forgetting what you think you need. So if you're in a story of, I'm going to get that, or I need that, or it has to be that way, what's happening? If it's not that way, you then start to feel disappointed, out of control, misaligned. And in that place of, it's not happening on my time, it's not happening in my way, you're actually creating more resistance to actually attracting what it is that you do want. So the practice here is to forget what you think you need and just start to be in the feelings, be in the energy, ground yourself in the essence of what it is that you want, which ultimately we all want the same thing. We want to feel good.
Okay.
We want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel good in our bodies. We want to feel good in our relationships. We want to feel ease, joy, happiness, grace, abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And those feelings are in our control. We have the power within us to adjust our nervous system, adjust our energy, and adjust our feelings. But if our feelings are completely based on an outcome, and if we're going to put all of our stake in the outcome, then we're going to stay in misalignment because nothing outside of ourselves can actually be the source of grace that we have to access and learn to access from within. So your Dear Gabby lesson today is to forget what you think you need, let go of your timeline, let go of your plans, surrender it all, and get into a regular practice of prayer. So prayer or intention setting, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. But every single day, thank the universe for taking from you whatever you think you need and revealing to you how you can feel good today. Thank you, universe, for taking away from me whatever I think I need and helping me get into alignment with feeling good today. And if you just say that prayer now, my love, for the next year, start with 90 days, everything will change. When we try to control things, I just got over 2 weeks of trying to control some shit, and the second I said that prayer, everything just whipped into shape because I got out of the way. Get out of the way, my love. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. A lot. And that prayer is probably what I needed. Yeah.
There you go. You got your Gabby kicking the ass today. You got your Gabby kicking the ass today. Remember, it's about the energy that is going to attract, not how much you control it. Okay. Thank you, my love.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi.
Hi, gorgeous. What's your name?
Francesca.
Francesca, how are you, my love?
I'm doing well. I actually spoke to you at Happy Days book event.
Oh, right on. Cool.
For a minute when I was speaking to you, I was so nervous and excited. Yes. Yeah, so this topic, of course, resonates with me big time. I guess I'm struggling between the energy and being in the moment and feeling and that tangibility factor. What am I supposed to do to work, like the steps? Like I know to be in the feeling in the moment and try to be in that happy place because I want to manifest my person. I'm trying really hard and trying to
I'm going to stop you right there, love.
Yes.
Did you hear what you just said? I'm trying really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, trying really hard to manifest your person. Is trying really hard sexy, Francesca?
Not really, no.
No, right? No. Trying really hard. Not a sexy vibration, not a sexy energy, right?
Yeah.
So let's make an adjustment here. Letting go is what allows for the highest good to come into our life. You can go on your dating apps and you can tell your friends that you're looking and you can visualize. But if you do all that from a place that's trying really hard, your energy is going to send out a message out into the ether that you're trying really hard. And we both agreed that that's not sexy.
Yeah.
So I want you to become very hyper attuned to the moments when you are trying really hard. When you notice that, when you notice yourself obsessing over the app or trying to get your friends to set you up or whatever it is, when you're trying too hard, I want you to step away, stop, drop, and meditate. I want you to step away and I want you to get into alignment.
Yeah.
I want you to sit down and breathe. I want you to put your hand on your heart. I want you to remind yourself that you are absolutely perfect right here, right now, that all is well. I want you to do whatever you need, whatever your spiritual tune-up is that you lean towards, whether it's meditation, whether it's a prayer. Thank you, universe, for taking this from me. I want to let go and allow, whether it's opening a passage of the universe has your back or super attractor or listening to one of our episodes, re-listening to this episode, whatever it is that will get you back into your center. Because all of the trying is making your attracting impossible.
Yeah,
stop trying so hard.
That makes perfect sense when you say it and it's so clear and easy. And I feel like sometimes I get into that mode of like, okay, I'm going to calm down. I'm going to just let things happen. I feel like I'm living Groundhog Day over and over again sometimes and then trying to meet people and then trying the apps. And so sometimes it just feels like I'm stagnant.
Trying the people, trying the apps, I kind of want it to become more about shaking it up a bit and having more fun with it. Yeah. So you're in your house, get out of your house, take a walk and get a juice or a water bottle or coffee and just enjoy a nice long walk in the middle of the day. If you can step away for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, whatever you got, get out of the house. After that walk, notice that you're body's vibrating in a different frequency. Notice your energy's in a different state. Maybe do a little bit of meditation or journaling at that point, visualization about what it is that you want to attract into your life. and just shake it up a bit. From that energy, once you feel that shift has occurred, that's when you can spend 10 minutes on that app, because that's when you know that the energy that you're putting out is magnetic. But if you are in a trying place, if you're trying to make something happen, I want you to stop, put that app down and get outside, go for a walk, sit down and meditate, whatever it is that you have to do. Because anything we do from that frantic, needy, controlling place will actually have a negative outcome. I can say this firsthand. You with me on that?
Yes, I'm completely with you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your words and I'm really going to take them to heart.
And I look forward to seeing you here back on the show.
Gabby, the next time I'm calling you, I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to have a fun story to tell you.
Yes, that's, I like that answer. I'm going to have a fun story to tell you. That was an excellent answer, because you're not like, I'm coming back with my man. Because that you're not, maybe you don't believe that yet, right? We don't want to throw out affirmations of things that we're not energetically aligned with. So the fact that you just said to me, I'm going to come back with a really fun story, that's something that you believe in. That's something that you trust. That's got momentum. Come back to me with a really fun story.
Okay. I promise I will.
I love it. Go girl. And I really feel that you took that in and you heard me. And I'm going to say, I believe that this is going to make some major changes for you.
I will. I did. And I put my fangirl aside and I'm with you.
You're with me, baby. You're with me.
It means so much. Like when I hear these stories play back or any of the boards and stuff, you change people's lives. So it means so much.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. I hear you and I feel that, because I often don't take that in completely and I'm taking it in now. Thank you. You're so awesome. Wonderful. Bye, gorgeous. Thank Go you. Have some fun. Go for a walk.
Our next partner is Athletic Greens. I love AG1 by Athletic Greens. There, I said it. I just said it because I love it. It all started a while back when I kept seeing my friends with these little green packets everywhere. And when I asked them what was going on and why they had these little green packets, they said, Gabby, you of all people have to try this. So I gave AG1 a try because, as you all know, I am obsessed with gut health. And this was supposedly the holy grail for having a healthy gut. And let me tell you something, it works, it works, it works. I became a total convert, and now I'm going to share this product with you. I take AG1 every morning before I even have my coffee, and it makes me feel so great. I just pour one scoop of AG1 into a glass of water, stir it up, and that's it. And get this, not only do I feel like I'm doing something awesome for my body by giving it that nutrition that it craves, but it also tastes really good. And let me tell you, friends, if you have trouble with your bowel movements, this product is going to save you. It really keeps you regular. And that's not something that people talk about openly, but I think you should really consider this. AG1 was super easy to fold into my daily routine. And really quickly, I started this routine of having it right before my coffee. It's my move. I love it. It's my daily practice. Through the years, I've tried so many different supplements, but this is different because AG1 by Athletic Greens supports my long-term gut health with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients. Listen, I'm asked all the time about what I do to care for myself and my overall well-being. And if I had one to choose, one thing that I could do, what would it be? AG1 by Athletic Greens. So if you're looking for a simpler and cost-effective supplement routine, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Gabby. That's athleticgreens.com/Gabby. Check it out. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love having BetterHelp as a sponsor because over and over and over on this show, I am suggesting to people that they get a therapist. I just got back from a tour in Australia and I'm working on a new book and I'm running my company and I'm taking care of myself and my son and my family, and I can get really, really caught up and I can feel really overwhelmed. But there's one thing that's consistent in my life that has always been there and has been a driving force in my well-being, and that is my weekly therapy session. I am talking about this very openly in my books, on this show. I want you to know the power of therapy. Therapy gives me the tools to find more balance in my life so I can support my family, my team, and not leave myself behind. And you've heard me say it before, plain and simple, therapy has changed my life, and I don't go a week without it. So for me, it's not a luxury, it's actually a necessity. I think a lot of times people come with very preconceived notions of what therapy is and what it's for. And I'm here to tell you, it can be whatever you make it. And that is whether you want to help learning positive coping skills or how to set boundaries in your life or overcome trauma from your past, therapy will empower you to be the best version of yourself. So if you're even thinking of starting therapy, I urge you to give BetterHelp a try. It's really easy and convenient. It's done entirely online, it's flexible, and can be suited to your schedule. To get started, all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and then you will be matched with a licensed therapist. That's it. You're going to be set up. It's going to be that seamless. All you have to do is just fill out that questionnaire, and you're ready to go. And you can always switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which I find to be really, really important that you have that option. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby.
All right, who's next? Let's bring in one more manifesting question. Hi, gorgeous.
I knew this was going to happen.
You all know.
And I was nervous about it. The chances that I'm going to get called on last was, anyway. I'm going to get it together.
Magda, you are glowing. You're glowing. You're glowing. You just
because of you. First of all, you popped up on my Facebook, maybe in December. I was going through this manifestation whirlwind and I decided to do the 21-day challenge. Got my friend onto it and have been a Miracle member. I hear your voice every single day. And I just want to say thank you for that. So what I'm struggling with is, so my life has changed a huge deal since last summer. I'm an attorney by practice, but I wasn't really feeling fulfilled in the way that I was practicing. It's a noble cause for sure, but the way that I was practicing wasn't aligning. And I was just going in through this like full deep spiral down. And I finally decided that I was going to quit my job and start my own practice. But I really had other dreams that I wanted to fulfill. And so I went on and started fulfilling those other dreams, which is to get into television and film theater. So I've been doing a lot of theater, a lot of film, been getting a lot of green lights toward the television film. When I'm doing the manifestation practice and meditating and just reading all the books, I know that manifestation works.
Yeah.
I manifested a trip with my family last week and it was amazing. Doors are opening in ways that I think are just reassuring. The one issue that continues to be a thing is my finances. And it's probably one of the first things that I manifested was financial abundance and freedom. And I'm just not there yet. I want to thank the other people who have come up because you get a little bit from everyone's situation to sort of help ease the anxiety and the stress that you're dealing with. So I know that I need to get into a good vibration. The week that we did Joy, just have fun for the week, I booked my first commercial, right?
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, it was just, this works, this works. So I know these things, but at the same time, I get notifications that I have bills coming up. There are these real life things that just keep taking me out of where I know I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
I had gotten two commercials this past 2 weeks and I had been shortlisted for both of them. But I think the anxiety of the money and needing the money and needing the money, I ended up being backups for both of them. And I was just like, this is my energy. It's my energy that's doing this. How do I get back to this space that I know works and feels good and is right, but I'm constantly just being taken out of it. I can't settle down.
So let me ask you a question. Are you still doing the legal practice on the side?
I am, but it's not really moving well because I don't know if in my heart that's what I really want to do. I'm doing it to pay the bills.
Well, listen,
my energy is not there.
Abundance comes in many forms and sometimes it comes in ways that aren't as sexy. And I want to give you a little practical guidance in addition to spiritual guidance. What I believe is that when we want to make a change in our career, we don't always want to just leap too fast, because it actually interferes with the manifesting process. Because not having any money doesn't feel good. And it's also not sustainable. And so by focusing all in on the new career, there's this element of actually creating more resistance. because you're not allowing yourself to have a sustainable financial income to keep you in an energy that feels safe and secure. So I actually think that the best manifesting method right now would be to make sure that you're focused on earning in the way that you know you can consistently earn and open up to creative possibilities for clients that bring you more joy,
right?
For projects that are more fun for you. You right. have a skill set that you're good at, that makes money, that can be with you for as long as it needs to be till the universe really reveals to you, oh yeah, it's time to walk away.
Right.
And I can say this firsthand. I was a publicist by day and a spiritual teacher by night. And running my PR business consistently in the early days of working to build this career gave me the freedom to speak for free, gave me the freedom to not have to put pressure on my purpose-driven career. Right. And it made it more fun. And so I really want to encourage you to just hold on to that practice, put energy into that practice, recognize the abundance that you have, the skill set that people need.
Right.
Recognize the abundance when a client passes your desk and you can charge less than the other big firm over there and you can make it really valuable for that person. The abundance is reciprocal.
Right.
And what that does, my love, while it's not your dream career, it actually puts you into a better point of attraction to attract more of what you want for your dream career.
Right.
You hear me?
I hear you. I hear you. I know that that's, I knew that here. I didn't want to do it, you know, like that little
Of course, kid, of course.
I
mean, here's the thing, like.
And so it hasn't been growing into this thing. And I'm just like, well, is it not growing because in my heart, that's not what I really want to be doing right now. Not that I hate it.
I think that you just also need a little bit more clarity, because I feel like you could define what that is. You can say, I want to manifest 5 clients at this monthly retainer at this many hours. That will offer me the abundance I need to have savings, pay my bills, and the time I need to nurture my future career. That clarity really sets the boundaries of what it is that you want to attract, so that you're not feeling tethered from one thing to the other thing. And you're clear. You're clear with the universe.
Yeah.
This is the time I'm willing and want to allocate. This is how much money I want to make. This is actually logically how I can make that happen. This is the desire.
Yeah.
And that this situation will give me runway to open up the creative possibilities to be in my art.
Yeah.
We got to pay the bills, baby.
I know it.
And
I've been okay up until this point, right? Like, you know, it's almost been a year.
Good and for you.
I feel good about it, but it's like, it's getting to that point where it's like, okay, get it together, man. Get it together.
I think also, I mean, listen, we can be multi-passionate. We can have lots of different talents. We can have ways that we make money. Listen, I think anyone that's an actor or in that field, they have multiple profit centers.
Right.
So you've got a great one. Don't lose it. Nurture it.
Yeah.
Nurture it. Nurture it. Let it be part of what it is that you're creating. Big deal.
Right. Oh, and then, thank you, you know, so much.
Trust that you can use it later when you need to read your own contracts.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. And this
is Magda.
Amazing. Best thing to happen. Thank you so much.
You're so awesome. You're definitely glowing. I can't wait to see you on my television screen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye, my love. Thank you. What a show. This is going to go down history as one of our best shows. I feel it. I feel so connected to each person that came on. I feel so realigned and back in my energy. I also feel that the message came through clearly. Manifesting works, but it's all about your energy. It's not about vision boarding or thinking it. It's about feeling it. It's about making sure that whatever you are doing is aligning you with the feelings of grace and joy and possibility. And that sometimes the things you do on a day-to-day basis may not be what you think you should be doing or want to be doing, but they're actually perfect because they're setting you up for something more. Letting go of your plans and your timeline, forget what you think you need. Give it over, trust, and allow. And in the process of allowing, in the process of trusting, in the process of being open to creative possibilities, you align your energy in a way that will attract more of what you want. And that's the secret to manifesting. Manifesting works, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show. Leave a review and let us know what you think about the show, how it's supporting you. If there's other topics you want us to cover, just let us know. We're reading. And I'm just so grateful to be able to have this platform, to be able to share this energetic shift with you today. If you are listening to the end, you are definitely really committed to your spiritual practice, and I'm really proud of you. Thank you for joining us today. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.